Well, this weekend, Richard, we mark the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. And how are you doing that at the Bulletin?
Well, you know, the cover's got a big photograph of an American flag. You know, that's what we all saw in the wake of 9/11. And then we interview a lot of different people with a lot of different perspectives. You know, Elva Oosterreich, our reporter, interviewed several young people who were not born in 2001. So it's interesting to hear their takes on and their impressions of that day. And then we talked to a lot of people here in Las Cruces who were alive and well back then and share their memories and their thoughts about what happened and what has happened since.
And, of course, a lot has happened since and a lot is happening now, including a surge of COVID cases related to the Delta variant. What can you tell us about what's happening locally?
Well, Mike Cook sat down with John Harris, the CEO of Memorial Medical Center, talked a lot about what's going on at their hospital outside of COVID, but then gives an update of how their staff and their team is dealing with the resurgence, and it's just basically the same way they've done it up to now, and all health professionals, as far as I can tell, you know, they do the best they can and given the circumstances they have.
Recently, I spoke with a couple of the women behind the memorial at Veterans Memorial Park for the women veterans. And of course, they've been waiting for the memorial to be relit. And now that has happened.
Right. I remember I was there on the dedication day. It's a beautiful series of, I believe, five statues representing the different eras of women in the military. And then one day I went to Veterans Park and they were gone, and I was worried that it got vandalized or something, but they're resetting them and then giving it a display that it really deserves, better lighting, better surroundings, and so look forward to seeing that in person again soon.
Let's move on to the arts and entertainment section. What's going on this week?
Mike Cook has a fascinating article about artists using their work to help process grief, you know, whether your medium is clay or painting or singing and writing, you know, it's a way of dealing with grief. And a lot of people are dealing with grief right now, not only with COVID, but other life events. So it's a nice piece. Then we have an update of several local painters and authors and other things going on. And then on Tuesday the 14th, there's an award-winning documentary film about the Trinity atomic bomb blast that took place here in New Mexico in 1945. And this documentary is going to be playing at the Fountain Theater Tuesday the 14th.
Modern technology has forced us all to think of things, traditional things, in more creative terms, and reading is one of those.
Right. Rory Measure from the Children's Reading Alliance has a regular column in our pages. The headline on this week's column kind of jarred me a little bit. It said, can texting create a lifelong interest in reading? And but you read the article and it talks about the way children or young people, you know, text and how that leads to other questions. And it's interesting. I'd like to see what other people think about that concept.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to find a home right now, I think, for anyone who's renting or trying to buy. But the showcase of homes is coming up. Maybe a few options.
It's always a fun event to drive around and look at the new homes being built or homes that were recently finished, looking at the trends in design and architecture and decoration. The Las Cruces Home Builders Association is hosting it, as always, September 17th through the 19th and the 24th through the 26th over a couple of weekends. Mike Cook talked with Home Builders Association Director Nicole Black. And another little piece of it this year is they lost one of their own in August, Tyson Brown. He was the Home Builders Association Vice President. And they've got a couple of different programs honoring him, so that's a nice gesture on their part.
And the Aggies had their home opener here. It was the Battle of I-10, and now they're already heading up I-25 for the Rio Grande rivalry.
Yeah, and we're hoping they fare better than they did against the Miners. But you know, they were leading San Diego State late in the third quarter, 10-7, before the Aztecs came back out on the West Coast last week. So I think we'll see a totally different Aggie football team, and it's always fun to square off against the Lobos. And that's just a sampling of things. There's all sorts of other stuff in this week's Las Cruces Bulletin. You can check us out all around town or go on the web at lascrucesbulletin.com.
All right, Richard, thank you for the preview. Have a great week.
All right, thank you, Casey.